Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, they call me Poop. I'm from these streets. Somehow, I live to see my 18th birthday. I managed to graduate from juvenile detention to adult prison. People try to tell me I should grow up and be a man. But I'm the best man I know. Somebody asked, where I see myself 10 years. Man, I'm just trying to survive these streets day by day.
BFC Institute needs your help to reach the Pookies across America. Please support our traveling educational lecture series addressing perceived threats to African American males. To learn more, please visit us at bfcinstitute.com. That is bfcinstitute.com. Simply click the red sticker for details.
And welcome again to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Reuben Dockery. Grateful that you can join us this November 1st, 2018. Wow, a brand new month. We're grateful that, again, you can be a part of this podcast, sponsored by Building Families and Communities Institute, which is a research arm for our Nashville, Tennessee-based nonprofit organization, Building Families and Communities Missions Incorporated. The intent is to open and maintain healthy, proactive, instructional dialogue that will address the issues that confront particularly at-risk youth and throughout urban America. All right, so we began this with the aim to target 10 cities, and we've grown in that number, but more importantly, we've maintained this. And we intend to do so. If you have followed us any, you know that the host, yours truly, is running for public office. Should we take that role and position, we'll only expand on it, but our goal is to maintain this platform on a national basis right here from headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee. All right, 657-383-0944 is the number to call to join us tonight. Again, that number is 657-383-0944. That's the number right here in the studio. If you'd like to be a part of it, let me thank those of you that are following us on live stream Facebook. Appreciate you. Feel free to communicate with us by way of question or comment in the Facebook app here section here. Just shoot us a comment and we'll be happy to engage you in the conversation. I hope to have Pastor Ricky Watt on with us here in just a little bit, as well as our regular callers, but more importantly, you, our listeners, 657-383-0944. I do have a short monologue tonight that I want to share with you that is relevant to our topic. Okay, for many people, there is an over-reliance on external forces and or influences to guide their personal thought and action. Okay? As a consequence, other people have more control over you, your decision making, than perhaps they need to have. And it affects or limits your abilities, your level of outcome, and your goals and so forth that you set for yourself. As a matter of your own predetermined quality of life. And when you consider the intrinsic nature of success, what it feels like to be successful on the inside, it is understandable that self-worth, drive, and determination results in the glory of individual achievement in life when you are in control. So tonight, that's what we're going to talk about in this conversation is how to be self-determined and succeed. How to be self-determined and to succeed. That's our topic tonight. And I want to start with the text in the book of James, the first chapter, 12th verse. And it reads very simply, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." I like that. Bear with me. That speaks to me. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Wow. Maybe I'll get to come back to that just a little bit. But I think that's a pretext for really what we're talking about in terms of the greatest reward and success, right? I want to begin by defining self-determination, focus of our conversation, being self-determined and succeeding. Naturally, we know to succeed is to meet success or to achieve a goal that was set for yourself or to make an accomplishment, okay? When we talk about self-determination, let's look at that just for a second. It is defined as free choice of one's own act or states without external compulsion. It's also referred to as determination by people of a certain territory or location, a unit in their own future and political status. But it all has to do with people, individual group of people who are determining which direction they will go in, how they will exist, and to what extent they will gain from that existence. All right? There is a author by the name of V.P. Franklin. He wrote a book entitled Black Self-Determination, A Cultural History of African Americans, published it in 1993. In this book, Dr. Franklin explains from the late 18th to the 20th centuries, black mass movements. We've talked about this before. There have been many groups and movements and efforts to improve the quality of life for former slaves in America, right? But he describes these movements as acts of self-determination, not just assimilating into a greater society or the dominant group of white society, but to be self-determined, identified, successful, and well represented. Dr. Franklin currently holds a University of California President's Chairmanship, and is a distinguished professor of history. He is the editor of the Journal of African American History and published over 50 scholarly articles on African American history, and education. So he's well adept in this particular topic. In fact, much of my work I reference a couple of his books, particularly this one here, in terms of black self-determination. When we talk about the plight of particularly Afro-American urban males, the struggles that they face socially, economically, even politically, and the status and the condition that they find themselves in, the conversation about their self-determination becomes even more important. Okay, how do you get a young guy off the streets and out of a life that's spiraling so well? Dr. Franklin has an excellent position when we look at these various movements and groups. Early on in our discussions, I think it was last year, we talked about the rise of Black Lives Matter and how it came from Black Panthers movement, how it came from the Harlem Renaissance and the civil rights efforts, and we talked about the impact of Black nationalist movement and things of that nature. There have been various groups and efforts that were intended to improve the overall quality and to demonstrate self-determination. Back to the concept of Black, B-L-A-C-K, capital letters, as a noun introduced in the early 1900s by Todd McKay and other Harlem Renaissance writers. Their effort was to say, we're not going to be colored, we're not going to be Negro. We're going to name ourselves, we're Black people, because the color Black is strong. And there's no other color in the color spectrum that can withstand the strength of Blackness. All right? Well, that was the whole point. Now, as we look at the conversation that we've been having just this past Tuesday, for people who struggle to find themselves, we know that now it's not just restricted to African-American males, but in fact African-American females find themselves in a similar, if not identical, struggle. But then we know that there are other individuals who are poor who find themselves facing the same thing. In fact, certain whites find themselves. There's national conversation now about people coming from other countries in search of the American dream and being able to prosper and be happy. But let's put the oil where the squeak is. We've had young men in America for the last 153 years after slavery ended. But I'm going to be more specific and say within the last 40 or 50 years who have had a particular specified struggle to live the American dream. Why we're talking about self-determination, how to be self-determined and to succeed. Now, the truth of the matter is, can't nobody do that for you but you. Nobody determine that for you but you, your happiness. If they do, you're not in control. It never ceases to amaze me how, I'm about to open up the phone lines, various groups and even religious organizations have a tendency, whether intentional or not, to control people's thinking. Give them the notion that unless you allow this group, its leadership and its members, to validate who you are and your self-worth, you're not worth anything. I got a problem with that. I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor. I got a problem with that. Amen, Walt. Okay, look, we're going to open up the phone line. 657-383-0944 is the number to call. If you want to get in where you fit in, have this conversation with us. We're talking about how to be self-determined and succeed. We got Pastor Ricky Wall on with us, as well as Brother Outcast. Welcome, gentlemen. How y'all doing this evening?
Good, good.
All right. Pastor Wall, you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing? All right.
I'm mighty fine. Mighty fine.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Good, brother.
I want y'all to help me out tonight because I brought this topic up tonight, gentlemen, because I've seen this more, not that I've never seen it before, but even more in the last few weeks while out on the campaign trail, that there are a lot of people looking to certain groups to look out for them, hook them up, make sure they succeed. Is that dog going to hunt?
Nope.
Come on, guys, help me out. Help me out with that.
No. No, well, it's not going to hunt.
What?
You know, because, see, first off, you know, I will listen to you. Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Take that, throw it in the trash. You know,
okay.
If Black Lives Matter, you know, we can go back and forth with that. But at the end of the day, you know, you're responsible for yourself. Everybody needs help if they are out of bounds, which I got a lot of help in the past. Actually, most of my help came from myself being in prison. And it was guys like yourself and Reverend Waller that stepped to me and talked to me and had me to see the other side of what was going on. But I hold it with Black Lives Matter. What they all they want to do is attack the police department. Come on. You know, I mean, that's something that can be thrown in the trash real quick and trying to model themselves out the Black Panther movement and things of that nature. You know, with the Black Panther movement, you have more stability in the black race. So Black Lives Matter, I throw that in the trash. Leave it alone.
All right. And let me just say that we're joined now by 8112 out of Peoria, Illinois. Welcome, ma'am. How are you? And 3072 out of Florida. Welcome, ladies. How y'all doing?
All right. How are you guys?
By the fam. We're talking from the topic.
Fine. Thank you. No, go ahead, Pastor. All right. I was just speaking to them. Yeah.
We're talking from the topic, how to be self-determined and succeed. And I don't know if you all heard the monologue or heard my question that I just raised. There are a lot of young people and some old people, believe it or not, that are looking for certain groups, certain churches, or certain affiliations to help them succeed and to hook them up. And I asked, is that doggone? Outcast said emphatically, no, it will not. what say you ladies about that? Pastor, jump in there when you get ready. What say you ladies about that? 37-281-12?
I'm pretty much just listening.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'm trying to understand what you mean by hook them up or understand.
Okay. So I've heard a lot of people say vote a certain way so that you can make sure you get jobs and you can be successful and you can have a good quality of life. As if that way they're encouraging you to vote is going to automatically do that like a silver bullet. And they align themselves with certain groups, such as Black Lives Matter and certain other social or politically related groups. That's the idea, that if you get with them and you go this way, you got it made.
Okay. Well,
That dog hunt.
I mean, I would say yes and no. Now, I think it just depends on your agenda, So, for me personally, if I was, I guess enthralled or wrapped up with the Black Lives Matter thing and the movement, then if I'm putting and investing time and energy, and I mean sweat equity as well, then I'm looking to I better get some out of it.
Okay,
and I'm hoping
for
the next person to get something as well. But with that being said, I know that without that sweat equity and without me investing in it, that nothing ain't going to come because that movement is an organization doesn't guarantee. You feel me? So I would say yes and no. But at the end of the day, it depends on you, I guess.
I see. Okay, good point. Pastor Waller, were you going to say something there, sir?
Yes, I was.
All right, go ahead. You got the floor.
Yeah, what I was going to say about that is, you know, he had a good point. I mean, you know, when Outkast said that and 37-2 when she shared what she said, I mean, very good point. But, you know, the word of God says, you know, God is no respecter of a person. So, yeah, it's Black Lives Matter, but I don't need nobody to tell me that it matters. You know what I mean? I don't need anything. Like, you think yours matters? Mine matters, so I don't have to hear you tell me that it matters. Black Lives Matter. I don't want to hear nothing about none of that stuff, you know. And that's just personal. Nothing against the people who said that, but I know, you know what I mean, that my life matter and anybody else's life should matter. And so why do I need that to be said? And so that's why I understand when you say you throw that in the trash and 37-2 say yes, you know. But the good news is it's good news. That's where I'm at with it. You know.
Can I say this? Now, I don't mean to in any way demean the group, those that organize themselves, Black Lives Matter. But I think your point is well taken. And this is what I've shared with other people that brought it to me, asking me what I thought about it, you know. And if that was something that I would try to help bolster legislation and things of that nature, I applaud them for coming together for a common cause.
Sure.
And I think this is what you were saying, 3076. I applaud them for doing that because that's important.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When the group gets to the point where it thinks for you and makes life-changing decisions for you without
for
you being able to have a say, that's kind of dangerous. Would you agree with that?
And it shapes and molds an individual, then that's not even healthy. That's not good.
Right.
Definitely not.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, if I may, I consider
that being
a radical group. I consider that as being a radical group against the police department, you know, and they fill the minds of young blacks with so much hatred for the police department.
Right.
But the ones that form that group, when they're out there doing what they're doing, going against the police, shooting at the police and things of that nature, where are the ones that form that group? They're somewhere sitting down, and our black youth are heading to prison because they didn't sit back and think, you know, am I being radicalized? Yes. But who's doing the time? You have so many radical groups
in
the United States of America until it's not funny. All lives matter. And that's a radical group, you know. And blowing in the wind when it comes to the Black Panthers and groups and things of that nature. Black people
were together.
Black people weren't killing people, though. Black people weren't killing people on the scale that they're doing now.
That's the difference.
Black people were united. Black Lives Matter. You are sending my young youth and some old fool straight to prison. You know, there is more than one way to fight the police department. All lives matter. Everybody get in on that.
I agree.
You know,
I agree with that.
Take it and throw it in the trash. Take it and throw it in the trash.
Okay.
Well,
let me hear 3072.
I detest it.
I get you. Let me hear 3072 for a second. And I wanted to say something about respond to something you said, 3072. Go ahead, 3072.
Well, I was going to say, and I agree with what he's saying. I mean, we don't need anything out there promoting any more destruction or negativity or misleading people, misleading the youth. But we had an incident. So there was a carjacking overnight where a 66-year-old man was at the car wash station washing his car. Mm. And three African-American males went to carjack him, rob him, beat the man to just ridiculous. He's in our hospital. One of the suspects, the police was called, I guess. I don't know what happened, but the police got there and shot one, and he later passed away, too, at our hospital. But to think, these are all four, and all lives matter, but these are all four African-American lives.
I guess.
And one life, one spirit, one devil, one evil mind took all four of those and ran with them. The other two guys are on the loose, but one is dead as a result. The man is going to be okay, thank God. But, it's rough. Should we be out there fighting the police because that man got killed? He should have been shot down, and as a result of you being shot down, you died. I hope you wake up in hell, honestly.
Okay, I hear your passion there, but here's the thing. This is what I've been saying, guys. I'm tired of the devil getting two and sometimes three for one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You described that well, 3072.
I
couldn't have done a better job. The truth of the matter is, so the question is, what's behind this failure and not self-determination to succeed, but obviously I'm determined. And this was if I understood you correctly, this was a black-on-black incident. Is that right?
Yes, in a terrible black neighborhood, yes.
Okay, I understand. understand.
Right over there by the hospital. Yeah, yeah.
Pastor Wall was going to say something, but before you come, Pastor, let me make this distinction, 3072, of something you said about the Black Panther. I think I heard you say that they were radical.
They were.
Certainly,
and there's nothing wrong with being radical is what I was going to say.
Wait a minute. The head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Edgar Hoover, tried
mm-hmm.
to label them as such, but they were proactive,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
they had a mission statement. They were organized, and they actually filed for being recognized by the state of California with Eldridge Cleaver.
Sure.
Okay, these were educated men. They went to the University of California. All they wanted was to stop the mayhem in their neighborhood in Watts, California.
Right, right.
They weren't radical. They were feeding people. They had after-school reading programs. And these now, unfortunately, 3072, other people that jumped
mm-hmm.
on as they began to build chapters across America, you know, people mess up a good thing, man. And they start acting, you know,
right.
bringing a lot of crazy stuff with them. And it
right.
got out of hand. But their intention...
Right.
The origin of it was, and they encouraged their membership to be focused and be delivered as they were. But I just wanted to make that distinction.
I know, and I know that. I understand all that, but I was just going
to
say that maybe, and I hear you, 1098, but maybe that was their aim and their mission, too, was not to cause all the disruption,
sure.
but the disruption is what's keeping the attention and what's
sure.
keeping the, you know, what's keeping them
You're
going.
Right. You're right.
Which is
You're
turning
right. You're right
into
that.
Something maybe they was trying to go positive, but it turned to a negative, and now the devil is winning instead of, yeah,
Perfect.
So.
Good
I don't know.
Go ahead, Pastor Wallace. Go ahead. I'm sorry we held you up there.
I think that's outstanding,
point,
you know. Yeah, outstanding. What I'm hearing is just right on target. And, you know, what's wrong with protecting our surroundings, I would say.
Okay.
If we stand up and be counted for, in other
yeah.
words, you know, we have a right to stand up for what's right. And if you
right.
know that you're standing up for what's right, it's basically what you're saying. And I'm
mm-hmm.
in agreement with, you know, you don't have to allow nobody to continue to punch on you because they think
that's
one
right.
way of you. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
that's
you have
right.
the right to defend yourself.
Amen.
I mean, that's the thing.
Right.
See, we have to learn how to know that you don't give me the right to have to look back over my life and say that my life matters. I don't
wow.
I don't have to stand up there and do that. I mean, why do I have
okay.
to go through that? That's,
okay.
To me, that's a disrespect to self, disrespecting myself right there. I'm disrespecting myself. You mean tell me that you don't know that you're human. Now that I know this, I understand.
Yeah.
I didn't know it at one time. I didn't even think we
yeah.
was the kind of person. You know, the Word of God says it like this. And this is what I got out of the Word of God when he says we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God's own
mm-hmm.
special people. But
yeah.
then he says who,
yeah.
who once was not even a people, who once was not a people, but now, you know, you're the people of God. So that means that once upon a time that we weren't nothing.
Mm.
Sure.
So that's been going
okay.
on. You know, we
and
have
some of them
that
still
that
do.
Going on. And, it's, and exactly.
And
so
some,
now that we know that, we have a right to stand up and don't let them and nobody else try to make you
okay.
say that, you know, my life matter. My goodness, that's terrible. That shouldn't continue to go on.
Well, but now
and
Pastor
it's
Wallace.
That's what she said. It's happening. You know,
okay.
you said it. It's happening. It's still going on. And,
I mean.
Go ahead.
I'm small instances, like on your job and stuff like that, and I'm not going to
yeah.
call a specific people, but some people really do seriously look at you like that.
That's
you
right.
tell them
That's
about
right.
an event. You tell them about an event, or I took a cruise, or I did this with my family, or, no, we just set up and we had intellectual. They are shocked and baffled as to how could you even know anything about that. Well, I'm like you, appalled. How could I?
Right.
How could you? Like, I mean,
yeah.
So, yeah, we do have to,
oh,
like, and especially the African-American youth, the young black males in particular, we have to teach them because some of them don't know. that, hey,
that's
I should
right.
take pride
right.
in the way I walk even, the
okay.
way I talk,
right.
the way I look yeah. when I step out of
can,
my house.
Goodness.
I mean.
Can I play? Hold on now.
That's
can I play
right.
devil's
that's
advocate?
Right.
Can I play the devil here, Outcast? Can I play the devil?
Oh, yeah, come on, devil, because I got something for that devil. You can bring him on. Come on, devil. For that devil, come on.
I think she already put it on it right there. She put it down right there.
Got something for that devil.
All right. Okay, y'all doing all this talking because y'all straight. Y'all got a job. Y'all got a house. Y'all got cars. But we out here trying to get it the way we live. Y'all don't understand. Now, what
oh,
you
yeah.
going
to say oh, about yeah. that? We understand. Oh, yeah, we understand. We understand
yes,
that you're sitting back, you want something for nothing, and think everything's
yeah.
going to
yeah.
be lying
yeah.
in your hand. Now,
yeah.
let me tell you about Black Lives Matter. The difference
okay.
is with Black Lives Matter is this right here. If they want the police to stop killing us, why don't they get out
yeah,
here in these neighborhoods and spread the good news
yes.
that we should stop killing
yeah.
them?
My.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
again, with that
yes,
Black Lives Matter, and I'm going to rest my case on them, I take it and I throw it in the trash. They,
okay.
They're not
okay.
out here
now,
killing
hey,
black
hey,
people okay. to get united and stop fighting against each other, killing each
hey,
other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Go ahead, start.
Okay. Before you throw it away, consider this. There may be something that is salvageable in that package you're about to put in the garbage. Do you want to just throw it in the garbage, or is it something that you can get out of there that's good?
I can get out of it throwing it in the garbage because it makes no sense at all. You want to tell the police to stop killing us. Why don't you tell us to stop killing us? In the trash it go.
All right,
yeah,
trash you go. Hey, look at you. Don't hear him. You don't hear him going in neighborhoods talking. You don't hear him on television.
Yeah.
But yet and still, that the police. Yeah, we can get away with that. Going on down there to your Negro sisters and brothers and your little gang
sure.
members and still, let them stop
sure.
killing each other. Well, are you afraid the police not gonna kill you? But they gonna kill you. Are you afraid? Throw it in the trash. Counter wasn't afraid.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
See. They don't have no unity at all. I'm going to go back to Chicago. Unity.
Uh-oh.
All over
Wait
the United States
now.
In the sixth, throw it in the trash.
My God. Help me, Holy Ghost.
In the trash you go.
No, I mean, and I was just thinking, I mean, and it's sad when that story came across the news. Of course, I'm in the patient's room, but I'm looking and it really hurt my heart, for one, that these young people have not that they should be robbing anybody, but that man at 66 years old, you have you don't respect life, but you don't even respect the fact that this is an old man who probably can't stand up to y'all, who probably can't. Did you have to do all of that to him? Was that necessary? And then I thought, for the young man that lost his life, you know, where's his family? Are they grieving? Are they crying?
How are they feeling?
How am I feeling? I felt bad for feeling that justice was served because he got exactly what he went out and worked for. You worked to get your life taken. That's what you're doing. You working to go get your life snuffed away.
This is what I'm talking about when I speak of the dire need for counseling and grief counseling, in particularly African-American neighborhoods, predominantly African-American neighborhoods where we see these incidents too often. So you got babies watching this, living this, experiencing this, and this becomes, unfortunately, their reality.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the sad part about it. And
there was a
rap song that I was talking about, Dying in the Gangster Lean. Well, they popularized the idea of losing your life early. That's what you were saying, 3072. You work to end your life early. Just like you can work to be successful, you can be self-determined to do something productive that will help you and the rest of society. You can do things that will end up in a negative, destructive outcome. Now, the question
Go ahead. Isn't that a sign of mental illness across the board, You are living to die in the most reckless way, kind of recognition you want.
Well,
you are living to be, man, that's, ooh.
37-2, you all in my Kool-Aid right now. That's great with a little bit of lime in it. You all in my Kool-Aid right now. See, I have said for a long time that there is likely, and I'm not a clinician now, okay, let me make that clear, but I've said for a long time as a social scientist that there is likely some undiagnosed mental illness within the African-American community. Now, we say
well,
I'm gonna we
take
survive.
It even deeper. I'm going to take
hold
it
on
deeper.
One
something.
Right, hold
okay.
One
okay.
Hold on
okay.
We would say, we would phrase it like this. God kept us and we overcame. But the truth of the matter is there are a lot of brothers and sisters who are sick and need some help. Okay? And because they have not been properly diagnosed or identified, it's difficult for even their families to help them to stay out of these type of perilous type situations. Go ahead, 37-2.
Well, and I'm going to go further. We talk about mental illness. So when you think of the definition, it's some kind of imbalance within chemically, right?
That's
within
correct.
The brain.
That is right. Within the brain, that's right.
But in this case, it's a learned, it's a taught mental illness. You're taught to think, to operate on a lesser. You're taught you learn to be mentally ill, to think that to live good means to live bad.
Well, can I say this? There are two primary causes that lead to mental illness. One of them is social despair that goes a long time without being addressed, and it causes you to stop functioning normally and doing things appropriately, taking care of yourself. And the other is chemical dependence. Well, in many African-American neighborhoods, there's a dual diagnosis. They are trying to relieve their pain, Pastor Waller, by using drugs and alcohol, sex and gambling and other things. Are y'all walking with me? It leads to an unhealthy lifestyle that causes a further breakdown in the chemical makeup of the brain and the body because you're not eating right, you're not sleeping right, and your whole life is off. Now, this is what I'm talking about. With all due respect, within the Afro-American experience, that's not everybody. But for those who we see in these voting precincts with high rates of crime, high rates of academic failure, high rates of social despair, high rates of health disparities, these are the factors that lead us to realize that we got a problem in urban America that needs to be addressed, yesterday.
Okay, well, here's a question. Okay. Let me go to the levels of retardation. You got mild, moderate, profound, and profound, right? Now let's get this together. Now we gonna mix this up. You know, the people that are profound, you really don't have to worry about them. But now going back to what you're saying, it's all in the mind. We have people in the black society in those four groups: mild, moderate, profound, and profound.
That's true.
So therefore, mild and moderate, I think those are the your basic hell raisers there. You know, they already have mental issues. You know, they look, when you look at them, they appear to be normal. But once you get in a conversation with them, you see that they're way out of bounds. And when they mix the drug and alcohol in their system, they're really shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're really outblast. Alcohol and drugs is not for everyone. Again, the four levels. You got mild, moderate, found, and profound. The ones that are found and profound, they okay. These mild and moderate individuals out here just raising all the hell, if you ask me. They have mental issues, as you stated, sober, and they have never been addressed. But the people that have been around them, they know that that's a mental issue, and it just gets out of hand with the drugs and alcohol. And I hold my rest my case.
We further empower their mental illness by, like the incident with the poor man. So what, we supposed to be having sympathy on that the young boy because he got killed? No, I don't.
Well,
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. And that wasn't right. He shouldn't have been out there trying to
rob
and beat people.
And that's your opinion. You're not wrong. And
no,
I'm not going to argue that.
No, he got what you asked for. That's it.
Well, 37,
and if it was a white cop that shot and killed him, that's who was on duty.
Hold on, responded to the outcast,
go ahead.
Outcast and 3072. I feel you. Mm-hmm. I see where you guys are coming from. And guess what? It's hard to argue with you that was inevitable to happen. Okay, and that there are people that are tired of that behavior. The 66-year-old man didn't ask for it, and he didn't have a right to be in a situation. But the real travesty, and I believe 8112 would agree with me, the real travesty is that so many of our babies, our young people, have come to a point that that's the best they have to offer humanity. Is that not what we should be focusing our attention and efforts on? Would you agree with that, 8112?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
we should be focused on the source of the problem, not on if is a mighty powerful word to be only two letters. So it is going on. It has happened, and it ain't just started. It has not just started.
No, it didn't.
And that's the thing that upsets me because, and many argued today, well, that neighborhood was terrible anyway. Well, that was a bad. What about them poor people that have a home there? They don't. That's where they live. What they deserve because that's where they. That's the only place they can live.
Well,
is to not be able to go to the car wash and.
Great question. Yeah. So let's look at it this way: how can that neighborhood be self-determined to succeed? What must they do to eradicate those circumstances?
They need to band together.
Okay.
They need to band together and go radical and beat the hell out of the bastards like that. Every time you catch them out there.
Wait a
minute. Tell them to lay it down. Now you lay it down, partner.
Pastor Wallace?
I'm coming to the Mac situation now. Oh, they go to Mac. Old Goldie.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Coming to Mac now.
Pastor Wallace.
Put him in the back.
Hey, Pastor Wallace. You there?
Yeah, they land the foundation. They're laying the foundation. Okay. I know that, man. When you get into it like that, and you have a heart like she have, and I hear what everyone is saying, 8112, as well as Outkast, and when you combine it all together and realize what we're dealing with is one of those common problems. It's like it's a trap. It's a trap. It's an attraction, and when you get on those drugs, a person is insane off the top. They don't be insane later on. They're insane off the top because they kept
it. Amen.
I'm guilty myself of being for so many years insane. You know, to be putting something in my body that's trying to destroy me, something had to be wrong with me. Mental illness to another level. You know what I mean? I mean, this is the honest God truth. You spoke it. When you talk about an illness like that and a person become ill once they take a hit and like it, and once that hit causes them to start loving it like it's done me, I could see a person overdose off of a drug, and I still would do some of that after I've seen this person overdose off of it. So that's insane. That is mental illness. And believe me, that's how the trick of the enemy has utilized the power to capture the person's mind and control his mind and make him think that that's fun. Enjoy this.
even though you're destroying yourself, but that's got to be a mental illness. Go ahead.
Well, you know, let's go back to how. Because when we talk about how, we're talking about process. What are the steps, right? Now, 3072 and Outcast said amen. They suggest that you need to just start slapping some people in the mouth and going rogue on them. Okay. Well, maybe. I've said, Pastor, while you heard me say, that if I did what it takes to help 95% of young kids, they put me in jail. Y'all heard me say that.
I remember right.
I can't talk like that. I can't talk like that. I'm running for office. I can't say that, man.
Oh, okay.
but the truth of the matter is that to some degree, and it seems to me, to your point, 3072, you got babies on the playground unsupervised, and they got too much freedom to roam.
And
so
you know what I proposed?
What's that?
They're still looking for the other two males. Go grab their mammies. Go get them. They know where their children are. Hold them accountable. Hold them accountable.
Well,
you brought these guys in. Yeah, go get their mama and put them in jail until the boys show up.
So
now, when the boys show up, when, huh?
Man.
Because they the one responsible for people losing lives.
How old were these young men?
Don't do that.
They are adults.
Well, now, hold on. How are you going
to
hold a mama responsible?
Even going back to the Bible, a father
adults.
Should not be held accountable for what his son do.
They should
not gonna
be.
Do
well,
that.
Well,
they should be.
That's true, okay. Wow.
They should be.
Pastor Wallace, y'all scaring me, man.
it's not right. If the world continues to go the way that it's going, we all need to just commit suicide
Let me pull this thing together for a second. Let me try to at least. I believe that the power of God should lie in the church house. And I would imagine, I'm not there in that part of Florida with you, but I imagine there are at least 10 churches within a certain block radius of where this incident occurred. Okay?
Yeah.
And it seems to me that if those churches were working with the families of these young fellas that committed such a heinous act, that they would not have had the time nor the opportunity to engage in such act. Where am I wrong on that?
You're not wrong.
You see what I'm saying?
Not.
We pay tithes and we pay offering and we pay taxes, but we get nothing in return. What's wrong with that?
That's a part of politics to me.
Go ahead,
you know, this is what's wrong now. You know, they all say we believe in God, we believe in the word, but yet and still you turn around, you do something totally different.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds good what they say about how they feel about God inside of a building. It does sound good. It sounds convincing. But the truth is that the only thing that's going to make us free is that we have to have the truth out in the real world. Now, I spoke with Mercy just the other day, if you will, and it says, go out on the street corner. When it says go, that means that come outside of the building. Go out on the street corner and, you know, call everybody that you see. And it said both good and bad alike. Why would it say both good and bad alike? Don't try to judge which one is good or which one is bad. Just call them all. And if the person is good is cool, if the one is bad, you're going to find a way to teach them that it's all right to do good. And once that takes place, and then the word said, and the servant went out and just invited everyone he could find. And the banquet house was full with guests, was filled up with guests. Everybody just, you know, people that wouldn't have came started to come because they went and they stepped out of the building. They decided that they were going. And I had a topic of obedience is better than sacrifice. So what I'm saying is that if a person obey the instruction that he give you by way of saying go out on the street corner, don't go up on the interstate, up on the expressway and try to flag nobody down. So he made it plain. Mm-hmm. He said street corner. That means get outside the building. Go. That means get outside. I told him, I said, look, I'm not a very intelligent guy, but I know what go means. Go means get outside of the building.
Okay.
And if that happens, that happens, brother. If that happens, my sister, believe me, you never know who will desire to change if they hear some good news. Because nobody can convince me that in the area that I'm at, for an example, that's all I can stand and go for, that these people are in all these churches you named about what's in Florida, all these churches around in my area, I don't see them out there. I mean, I could be wrong.
Okay. No,
but
no,
no. No, you're not wrong. You don't see them out there.
Wrong.
You're not wrong about
you're
that.
You're spot on it. You're spot on it.
Yeah, I'm looking. I've been looking out there. I've been waiting, watching, looking, expecting. I've been doing all that for a long time. You know, just because I wasn't seeing it right, I said, well, okay, well, at least I'm still looking. I just hadn't seen it, man.
Won't
and that's what they need, man. They deserve it. They out there hurt. They're hurting out here. You know, I was hurting, and a man came out of a building. So I love that, and I appreciate the man coming out of the building. And that's why I say, you know, they need to do the same thing. Come out of the building. It's all right. Come out. You never know. People would be glad to see you come out. At least come out and let them know there's hope. You know,
let me ask 8112 a question. 8112, may I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What do you think would happen? Okay. What do you think would happen if women in churches told me, the preacher, I'm not giving you another red cent in the offering plate or tithes until you go out there and round all my baby and the other ones up and you make a difference in their life? What do you think would happen?
The church will close.
Let 8112 answer that.
I do not think they would have a whole lot of luck with that because it felt that way, first of all. They wouldn't have to try to make the preacher go another direction. Mm-hmm. And if it takes all that and they feel they got to do that, then maybe they're in the wrong church.
They're not going to do that.
Well, and can I say, let's not beat up on the preachers and the church.
Well, no, wait,
because
wait,
some
hold
of them
on.
Really.
Hold
up,
okay.
That ain't
no,
what
oh,
I said. He asked me a question, and I said, I don't think it's going to happen.
Because
if they're in fellowship with that church and they decide to pull their tithes and offering out, then maybe they better look within themselves and ask themselves, are they in the right church?
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Deal the tithe. Head on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now, So I know some people may say, how could a pastor ask such a question? But here's the reality. Here's the reality. Here's the reality. This is where many people's minds are. They just can't bring themselves to break out of the control that others have over their thinking and their actions because they've been conditioned to believe this is the best I can do, is to let the preacher or the church or somebody that's supposed to be representing me in public office tell me what's best for me, even though I know I'm not getting anything out of it. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Now, until we start, one of the first steps to self-determination is to tell the truth. What did John 8:32 say? Ye shall know what? The truth.
The
and
truth.
It'll do what?
Yeah.
And it'll make
truth.
You afraid. So the truth is, somebody's got a hold on your brain. Ooh, man. And you can't even get past. You can't even get past your stumbling because of the hold they got on your brain. I like what you said, 8112. Maybe, just maybe, that ministry is not proactive and is not one that is doing the work of God.
Right.
Okay,
if you got
can
to
I
pull
just...
your money.
Yeah,
hold on one second. Hold you. Don't lose your thought, 3072. Go ahead, 8112, respond to that.
I said that's right because there's a whole lot of them out there that's not in it for the real purpose. People are taught to go to church to have faith in their pastor.
That's right. That's right.
A lot of people look up to their pastors.
That's and they should.
And when they break them down to the point they find that they're crooked, it kind of takes some. It takes something from anybody if you're not crooked.
You're sure right.
And you're trying to do the right darn thing because you and supposed to be in the house of God, but the devil is standing at the podium sometimes.
By God.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let me wipe my afro out here for a second here. I mean, just it's getting hot in here. Go ahead, 3072. You were going to say something.
Well, and I was just going to say, I mean, I wasn't accusing her of beating up on the church. I said collectively. But, I mean, there's just so much the church can do. What about the church or the ministers that are, like Pastor Waller, going out there, but who's running out there behind him to help him? Who's trying to support him in the church? Who's trying to support him? But you can come in there and get help with your light bill. You can get tutoring for your son, or you can get, but what are you putting back in? So we have to be somewhat, and that's the type of person I am. I'm a radical like that. If I'm for it, I'm going to die for it. I'm going to live for it. I'm going to do all that I can for it. So not only that I can reap a benefit, but it can reap a benefit, and that's going to, in turn, at the end of the day, make me feel good about what I'm doing and what I'm in.
I see.
It seems like that's lacking, that's missing. It's a two-way street.
Yeah,
it's a two-way street.
Ooh, yeah, you know, I mean,
it's hot up in here, man.
Go ahead, Al.
Well, you know, I want to state this. I want to state this. If I'm a minister of a church on a block, I want to make sure that my block is secure.
Wow.
Not only for me, but the people that come inside God's house.
Yeah.
I see.
My job, not my congregation job. If my congregation want to come out with me, that's fine, but that's my job.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on a block. I'm in the neighborhood. That's my job.
Mm. Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Not my prisoner's job. See, the thing is this. You know, leadway, I give not. If you say that you're a man of God and you're a protector of people, you are the protector. You're the shepherd. They're the sheep. It's the shepherd's job to get out and do that, not the sheep. Now, if a sheep want to follow, that's fine. But it's the shepherd's job to get out and do that. See, this is, again,
well, but
when the mind is open.
He's been out there doing that, but ain't nobody helping.
Hold on, 3072. Hold on, 3072. Hold on. Let him finish. Go ahead, Alfred. I'm sorry.
This is where it's a little bit off end. If I'm the shepherd, I'm going to protect my flock. If I'm on a block, I'm going to make sure that block is secure. I'm
going
to go out. I will talk.
Okay.
I will speak. God's people come here.
I see.
You know? I can respect the neighbors around here. I'm the shepherd. And I hold right there.
So you're not going to be...
Keep on doing what you do. Now, I might hit that block with you sooner or later, but, you know, I'm just real busy now, but I'm kind of...
All right.
That's
I love
the shepherd's
that.
Job, not the sheep.
Wow.
You know,
so Outcast, you're not going to be scared of what they're going to do to you?
Hey, what better price to pay for giving
Watch
life for friends?
My.
I take my crown. It's better than going out robbing and stealing. Instead of don't get shot by the police, ain't
Yeah.
Mm.
You know?
My God.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, 37. Do what we're trying to say, darling.
Oh, I mean, initially the shepherd was going out there. But again, the sheep is getting fed, so the sheep got energy and he got some strength to help move because there's strength in numbers as well. So
well, he said if they want to come out,
right there too.
Huh? He said if they want to come out, come on, but that ain't gonna stop him because he's a shepherd. That's a shepherd job.
Yeah, and if I was the shepherd, them sheep would be trained to know when I move, then you move with me.
Whoa.
Everybody moving. Now let's go right.
Wow.
Turn left. About faith. At ease.
Okay. Yeah, what about that? What about that, Brother Pritchard?
Yeah. I think she's right there on target, and Brother Outcast laid the foundation because
yeah, you did.
Just when I thought about quitting 3072, as I had the thought of quitting, stop going out, he'd come out
mm-hmm.
here talking about the shepherd's responsibility. So I got to go and keep going out. And so that was why I said it, because you all were just talking straight to me then, because I am that person that is nobody but me, and I still go
wow.
out all by myself, not even
wow.
thinking twice about what they may do to me. And that's the thing. You know, it's amazing that when you train the people to go, and if they decide to, fine, but what if they decide not to, do I stop? That's the thing. And I know that you know, the people out there crying, and this is what he said in his word. He says, as an overseer, he says, feed my flock. So
mm-hmm.
it is the responsibility
mm-hmm.
of to feed the flock.
Mm-hmm.
And in case if there's nobody but you, continue to feed them, and to know that that's pleasing unto the Lord, because after all is said and done, it's only what you do for Christ is going to last, and that's why I go ahead on and go. You know, I used to hear him say it in the church before I came out of the building. Now I'm going to praise him if I have to praise him all by myself.
By myself.
Hey, I'm still a little lonely out here, 3072. So I've been seeking to wonder who the sheep are going to be, and I have a desire that the sheep is going to be the one I'm ministering to in the streets. You know, I can see them
yeah.
there coming out of darkness. I can see them
okay.
now in the Word of God, just on their way out of darkness to get into the marvelous
wow.
light so they can be a part
wow.
of the movement of God. You know, that's awesome. You all have been on target tonight,
yeah.
glory to God, speaking to me. I want to thank you for that.
All right.
Can I offer you a little, hey, Pastor, can I offer you a little encouragement? Matthew 10:28 says, and fear not them that which kill the body.
Yeah,
but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
That's right.
That ought to keep us out down the street right there. That ought to keep us out down the street right there.
That's what kept me out there. No, you're right. That's what kept me out there and continue to keep me out there. Is that what you just said? Yeah. Only thing they can do is kill the body, but after that, they can do nothing else. But fear the one who can kill the body and the soul.
And
my
and
goodness.
The soul.
Fear him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man,
well,
amazing. I appreciate you all.
Yeah. I believe somebody feel like shouting right now.
My goodness. My goodness.
We didn't come to have church, but you understand. Listen.
Yeah. That's
we're talking
truth,
about,
though.
if you listen to us, thank you, Facebook, and you're tuning in to the podcast platform, 657-383-0944. We still have time. We've got about another 25 minutes or so before this episode is over. How to be self-determined and succeed. Now, here's the catch right here, 3072. Self. What that mean? Self. What that
you.
Mean, 3072? What?
Individual. Pastor Waller, you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He was just sharing a thought that he had about thinking about, you know, his road, his that he walking on, and should he keep going out? Well, with all that I keep seeing at this hospital I'm at, I'm starting to question: do I need to be there? Because this is like tearing my heart to pieces. Every other shift I work is something just. Oh my God, it's like sticking with me on my mind. I mean, but I don't know. So we have to, like you saying, Pastor Dockery, go within self. So we have to figure things out. We have to pray, and we have to meditate, and we have to listen to know where we're being led and what we're being led to do, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I would say
right.
Don't
but
get weird.
But it's tough.
Yeah, don't grow weary, 372, and we are doing. You'll reap if you faint not, if you don't give up. So that's where
that's
I was.
It. That's it.
Because
well,
I'm sure it can become that. You see all of that. Yeah, go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah.
That's where I want to take you, 372. A lot of times people are looking for external validation for what they do.
Sure.
And let me tell you something. When Elohim God gives you a vision and a calling, He didn't give it to nobody but you. Huh?
Mm.
Even
yeah,
if you have a spouse, He gave it to you. Now, they may not understand what you see or what your calling is. And what happens is people suggest to you that if it don't line up with what everybody else think is good and profitable and is in order, then maybe you shouldn't do it. Well, if you know that that's what you're called to do, what you waiting on?
Mm.
What you waiting
sure.
on? Self-determination
sure.
comes from an internal motivation and drive. But watch this. When you study Outcast, show yourself approved, or work with that need not be ashamed. I don't care what nobody
right,
says
right.
or what they do.
Right.
When you know that you ain't got no reason to be ashamed in your game, don't do your thing.
Yeah.
That's right. Because guess what?
But,
again,
and I
we
guess,
all short of the glory of God, don't we?
Watch it.
Do we do?
Do we not?
Yeah.
Listen.
All fall short
boy,
of
he's trying to preach
God.
That. He's trying to preach
yeah,
that.
I, no, I'm not going to do that now.
He's right. And with that being said, that's how we are being shaped and molded. So my concern is I guess it can't, but I'm concerned about my own mentality now. You know,
right.
you understand what I'm saying? If I'm on
yes.
a daily basis, I spend more time at work than I do at home. So if I'm on a
wow.
daily basis rubbing elbows with like you said, people that's falling short, and I'm having compassion, and I mean, what do we succumb to that environment? No, I'm trying to hold on to what I know is good, true, and righteous. I mean, so it's like what man?
Let me tell you what a friend of mine, he goes by the initials JC. Say it.
Yeah.
Ye are
yeah.
the light of the world.
All right.
A city that sit on a hill, giving light to that dark world, doing the master's will. Now here's
mm-hmm.
the thing. Nobody said that road was gonna be easy. But guess what?
Sure.
As soon as light leave the room, what takes over, Pastor Waller?
Where the darkness, you understand, at that point. That's it.
Oh! So
keep that light.
So 37-2, don't leave the room.
Yeah, keep that light.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
37-2, don't leave the room. Whatever you do, do not leave the room, or it's going to be dark up in there.
That's right, keep that light.
Yeah.
Keep that light in there. She got it. She's on it.
And no, yes. And honestly, it's like over here where I live. When you're trying to be a light, or when you are light and you're standing out and you're sticking out, it makes you feel funny. Just like Raphael
sure.
and see where I live at. It's like every time I come out, it's like, man, all eyes on me. Like, did I do something wrong? Am I talking? Like, why is every time I say hello and I go in, but other than that, why am I getting so much press? Why?
Yeah.
What? I mean, how do I have to walk around here? And
what?
It could just be that, I don't know. This is a crazy place to live. It's all
well,
I can
listen,
say.
Listen, 37-2, let me tell you what Proverbs would tell you. Proverbs 27 would tell you that the spirit of man is the cattle of the Lord, searching in with
wow.
the parts of itself. See, that's
yeah.
where God likes to light his fire. If I had to take a sermon, Outcast, I believe I would say, come on, baby, let me light your fire. I didn't come to preach, but if I had to preach.
Yeah.
If I had to preach, I believe that what my thing would be right there. Let me light your fire, because that's what God desires to do, is to catch man's spirit and set it on fire. That's what we need.
Yes,
that's how we be self-determined.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's worth it. Yeah.
Well, do y'all don't know nothing about earth, wind, and fire, do you?
I know a lot about that. But you know what?
What's that?
Master, this, I take the four times out of your fan enough. Remember that?
Huh?
Say that again?
What was that?
Four times. Are you man enough to pull top? It saves it all.
Yeah.
Are you going to let them shoot you down?
Can't do it.
I'll take care of my things.
Well, I wanted to say that y'all probably know by now that I have an affinity for rhythm and blues and soul music. 8112, I believe it speaks to the heart of a common experience that we all can identify with. Yes, we say to sanctify, filled with the Holy Ghost, that with a burning fire. But I believe there's a certain real experience that we all can identify with. I like what they said about keeping your head to the sky. Now, 8112, I wanted to ask you a question about it, but if y'all would just bear with you about 30 seconds, listen to what they said, and then I want to ask 8112 a question about young people being self-determined to succeed, even where 3072 is. Okay? Hold on 1 second. Let me just for 30 seconds here. Y'all bear with me. All right.
What?
So, never mind. the 37 and 2, look at me. Look at me now. Are you with me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, you with me? Okay, good. Good. So in the context of what we're talking about, we got about 14 minutes before we wrap up. And what I want to do is to conclude with this. There are some things, 8112, that don't look good. And it's not easy for us to accept that appearance in the mirror. But we got to go to the mirror, and we got to find the answers. Truth of the matter is the mirror is in the reflection that's in front of us.
Yep.
That's the self we've been talking about. And until we can fix self, ain't no need of us trying to fix nobody else.
Okay.
That's right.
Like
Leave everybody else alone.
I'm talking to the
man with the Michael Jackson man in the mirror. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. The good news is that there's hope. Now, I don't know what's going to happen come Tuesday, but I know this. I know that there are a lot of people out there looking for some help. That's why. Mm-hmm. And tonight, they done told us that we can't be scared when we face them, but we just got to come and give them the help. What about that, Pastor? They put it on the chopping block, don't they?
Oh yeah, well, that's something that they deserve. I mean, they when you're out in the world and don't have information that you deserve, that means that they have to be with an open mind to receive it. So you know, it takes what it takes. I mean, it actually does, and I believe that they deserve it because the truth is the only thing gonna make us free, and we have to be free. And I say to be free. Is not something you take lightly. That means that we must be in bondage if you're not free. And you don't have to be caused to be incarcerated on your mind, you know, in your mind.
Wow.
I mean, this is just something that we have to learn to deal with. You have to learn to know that there is hope, as you just said, there is hope, and how to go about putting it out there. Stores are open daily. I don't know how many days the store is open. Most of them are open either 5 days a week, 6 days a week, or even 7 days a week. But they're open continually. So I don't believe that effectively that most churches that have been given the instruction, you know, to not obey the instruction is a disrespect to the kingdom of God system in which most people do glorify God inside of a building because it happens, and it's going on today. And I'm not saying everybody, but most people that glorify God in a building, it sounds immediately to him, that they know him, or it sounds like they know him, you know. So why not take what you get as a light, as you was talking earlier, and let that light do what it's supposed to do once you leave the church, and that's stay with you. Don't let it go out.
Right.
Don't let it go out. Glory
that
to God.
Light
Don't let it be. Yeah, 7 days a week.
Well, that's not always easy now.
No, not at all. Not at all, but it can be done.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
If they would take Jesus and stab him and put a crown of thorns on him and beat him from judgment hall, then what do you think they'd do to you and me, man?
But they don't do that. They don't have to pay nothing. I mean, that happens. I mean, not everybody's going to believe in you. But what about one person? Huh? What about that one person?
Hey,
just that one person.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
The Romans had those items, those whips and what have you. They got them nines now, man. They got nines and everything now. Them 9mm and them 3357. Man, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's going on. I mean, that's happening. And I think that may have something to do with him not coming out.
What? Say what?
He's busy watching the news, you know what I mean? And the news is going to kill him.
So they're watching the news, yeah. And they got
him smoking. Watching the news. Anything
you know.
TV's going out there. Huh?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I had a young man that the police was looking for. This has been a little while now. And he knew he was guilty, and I knew he was guilty. He came to me. And my wife always was concerned about me being at the church after hours and it being dark and what have you, because it was a rough neighborhood. But he came down, he sat with me, he told me what happened, okay? And he had a pistol on him right then, Pastor Waller. He showed it to me. I said, you know, it's not right for you to put your mother and your younger sibling in a position where the police are knocking their doors in. And he began to cry. Gave me his pistol and said, come on, take me down there then.
So we took him to the police station.
He's out now. But my point is that sometimes the best way to help him out, Cass, is to be totally honest and selfish with him about the truth.
Yes, you got
to go and pay for what you do.
Amen. I tried to run, but I still went back and paid. I did run, but I went back and paid.
I went back and paid.
Think what would happen if you only but threw him in the trash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 If we'd have just thrown him
Go ahead.
No, if only had threw him in the trash, think how... Like, if someone would have threw Pastor Wallace and our cast in the trash when they was going through their younger days and things, and look at them now. So somebody saw the need for them to be cared for and showed something different.
Someone gave them a chance to
be productive in life and do what they're doing and talking about now. Only if they hit you in the trash, like you said, throw them in the trash.
But like, the thing is, when it comes to me, I threw myself in the trash. Someone had to come and take me out of the trash. And basically, it was on me.
Okay.
I threw myself in the trash. I fought nobody.
But you would acknowledge that somebody got you out. But somebody helped you out, though, right?
Yeah. But mainly, it was left up to me. They gave me a hand. But I had to get myself out. I had a hand.
I had to pull myself out
because I could have stayed in the
True. You were self-determined.
I was just wanting to add to what Outkast was saying about him turning himself in. So back to the Bible saying, the truth shall set you free. When you go back and you first offer your sorry or your repentance to God and then to, you know, the system of what you did. Stand up. Be a man. I mean, I did this.
Right.
What's the penalty? You pay that. You redeemed.
Well,
you have a right. You have a
God's
right then
eyes.
After that. That's right.
That's
you
right.
got a
Man's
right.
To,
yeah. Yeah. So, that,
so
yeah,
said,
that's what
eyes,
needs
yeah.
to happen.
So, 7-2, you're saying something. If we can't forgive ourselves first,
right?
How can we expect anyone else to forgive us?
Right.
That means you have to be honest
with yourself first.
There you go. That's it. You got to acknowledge that something is wrong with you. Then forgive yourself. Then you can move on.
Because if you keep yourself for people. Yes.
Yeah. If you keep yourself pent up in your past, then you give others license to keep your pen up, too. You know? But, Pastor Waller, what are you doing with the clock, man?
Man, I'm talking about it. Almost done.
It does. Let me do this. Let's wind down, man. I can't even bring another question. That's all right. We'll catch that next. Oh, next Tuesday, by the way, it's election night. So look for us next Thursday. And we'll look to do something then. But 8112.
Yes,
8112. What you got to say? Get us out of here. Give us the last word before we cut out of here.
I'm gonna say this. On that long journey you have traveled, I wish you well. Mm-hmm.
think you're going to be prosperous and very successful in all the things that you have put in front of us and before us. And congratulations on your victory to come.
All right. Yeah. I received that. I received that. You sound like Paul. Speak those things that are not as though they were. That's what Paul said. That's all right. I like that. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. What about 3072?
I'm going to just echo what she said. Congratulations, and, man, may the force be with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that Darth Vader force?
There you go, may that be.
All right. Outcast, what about it, big brother? Great conversation tonight, guys. I've learned a great deal from this conversation tonight.
And I tell you, I'm going to make my comment. Black Lives Matter. I tell you what. Watch Tales from the Hood, too. Watch Tales from the Hood, too. And they're going to tell you about the white man going to tell you about your Black Lives Matter and what dudes say, Black Lives Matter. Okay, and I'm done. I detest it. I give them no credit at all. They're radical, and they're going to cause a whole lot of our youth and older people to end up in prison trying to kill police. Mm-hmm. I'm
okay.
No,
that ain't gonna work. That dog ain't gonna hunt either. The dog will not hunt.
I won't.
Appreciate that, big brother. Pastor, you want to take us home, man?
Man, it's been great. I want to basically state to you and to the panel as a whole, everything that's been said tonight, we just glorify God on behalf of
yes,
it, and know that He said it in His Word that if He be lifted up, He would draw all men to Him.
So
he lifted up, whether the enemy had to lift him up, he was lifted up to utilize, because he said in His Word, he says encouraging words. I mean, the words were so powerful when he said, he sit right here at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So those encouraging words, you see, what the enemy has meant for bad, God is going to get some good out of it. So
yes,
we have a right. Recognize the power of the Word of God. And I just want to share with everybody to let it be known that there's power in togetherness. And so the day you come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I like the latter part of that verse when he says, but I've come that you may have life
and
have
life.
It more abundant. So that choice is up. If we have good information, do we hold on to it? Or do we to the street and wait to be a light? That's what we need. And everything's going to be all right. Glory to God. So do it.
Okay. All
be
right.
Encouraged.
Wow. With that being said, we'll be back next week for another episode of Talk Straight. Order my steps in your prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you all, and we'll see you next week.
God, good thing. All the time. And all the time, God is.